Oh, you also met Big Fatty.
I did. He is jealous. He was amazing. John Michael Haas summed it up the best, I think. Because he's a very sweet guy.
Mm. You met him at Bucks.
Big Fatty, yeah. He's naughty, but very sweet. He's a naughty, naughty boy.
What did he do that was naughty?
No, he's just...
What's his podcast? Tip for our listeners.
Big Fatty Online. He's great. Mm. It was really fun to meet him. So there's that.
There's that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's naughty, but very sweet.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 359 of the BFO for Friday, the 19th of June, 2009. Y'all coming up on today's show, wasn't that just the sweetest opening? I'm just sitting here touching myself, and I'll tell you all about it coming up. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going fabulously. And should there be any sort of testicle difficulties with this Friday show, like it doesn't load properly, or, Big Friday, we can't download it. What did you do wrong? Big Friday, the iTunes is fucking up. Big Friday, the GoDaddy is migrating you. Well, you know what? If that's the case, don't look for Big Fatty to be up at the ass crack of dawn today to take care of it, because y'all, Big Fatty tired. I know you're sick and tired of hearing that shit, but y'all, it sucks. It just sucks. That's all I'm gonna say. But y'all, something that doesn't suck is the wipeout. And y'all, I heard from that Teresa out there in the Seattle. She was not blowing it out. She kind of was blowing it out. She was blowing it out, watching the wipeout over there on the ABC on Wednesday night. And y'all, it is just an absolute hoot. And Big Fatty has posted over at the BFO, I posted just a little clip. It was a clip. You know, there is a Facebook page. Is it Facebook? Is it My Face? Or is it Twitty? I don't know. Anyway, Larry Klein got this preview of the show of this large black woman doing the big ball. And y'all, they have something called the Motivator this year, and it is this big old block of sponge that swings around. If you stand too long contemplating the big balls, this thing swings down and knocks your ass onto the big balls. It's the Motivator. And y'all, this woman, she was covered in mud, and she got up there, and she hesitated just a couple of seconds too long, and that Motivator came down, and it knocked her ass onto that first big ball. Y'all, she had these giant boobs anyway. And y'all, it was a clear example that they need more fat people on the show, because it's an absolute hoot. And she hits the first big ball, and y'all, she had mud down in her big boobs, and the mud spurted up when she hit the ball, and it hit her in the face. Y'all, she's probably bruised from her boobs hitting her face. But y'all, you got to go over to the BFO and click on the little logo over there. Y'all, it is just a hoot. But anyway, that Teresa in the Seattle's, she writes me and she says, "Good morning, Big Fatty. Did you watch it? Did you see that first lady? Not only was it hilarious because she was so big, but when the Motivator hit her, it knocked the muddy water out of her bra and into her face." Well, first of all, I don't think she had on a bra. I had to rewind it over and over. The other BF, that means her boyfriend, the other BF had to go into the other room to finish his phone call because I was laughing so hard. I was so disappointed when she quit. My new move is going to be the robot. have a great day. Now, y'all, I don't know what the fuck that means, the robot. I don't know what that means. Does that mean she's going to be doing the robot calls to Big Fatty? I don't know. I don't know what that means. But, y'all, they had somebody on there named Forrest, and they made fun of him like he was Forrest Gump. Run, Forrest! Run! Run, y'all, and you know, Big Fatty was in that Forrest Gump movie. Yeah, yeah, that's right. And then they had somebody who, y'all, they ran the whole first course and they only fell one time, didn't get first bit of mud on them. It was amazing. Party loves a little Forrest Gump music. Y'all, we love the feather music. But y'all, go over there. If you didn't look at the Wipeout, go over there and at least look at that clip over there. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has also heard from the straight boyfriend. He says he just loves Big Fatty's laugh. And it sounds like that dog that... And I can't find the email right now, so I can't tell you what the dog's name is. By the way, y'all, Big Fatty has gotten several requests from people to follow him on the Twitty. And, you know, Big Fatty does not use the Twitty unless we, unless it happens today, y'all. And, you know, I think we might as well just go ahead and make this breaking news.
This is in the Batcave Technology Center. Big Fatty may be getting an iPhone today. Alert the interwebs.
Now, y'all, Big Fatty mentioned on yesterday's show that he has pre-qualified. So all I've got to do is walk into the Apple snack store, and they're open at 7 a.m. And y'all, you know Big Fatty is going to be awake at the ass crack of dawn. So I might go down there. I don't know. Still keeping my options open. But I've got some of those Apple snack gift cards. And y'all, they're burning a hole in my pocket. They're just burning a hole in my pocket. And so we're just gonna have to see. We're gonna have to see. And y'all, Miss Kitty is thinking about it also. But he called me and go, oh, Big Fatty, I would like for you to get the instant phone and tell me how you like it and how much it costs and everything, and then I will consider purchasing one for Miss Kitty as well. And so y'all, I don't know, we'll see how it goes, you know. And I've got a coupon also for some sale things at the Stein Mart, and Big Fatty's gonna be going to the Stein Mart sometime today also, because you know you know, that's what Big Fatty do. But now, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I honestly have breaking news for you.
This is in the Batcave Horror Center. The horror group is performing Book of Drag during Tiara Horror 5.
Now, y'all, annually, the horror group does a Book of Drag show, and we call it Tiara Horror. And this is the fifth year we've done it, hence the name Tiara Horror 5. And y'all, Big Fatty has got his song all ready to go. And y'all, he is going to do the Popper song.
When I was just a lad, I learned that anal sex was bad. The church said it was a dirty, rotten sin. But then I learned from other guys that no matter what the size, there's a simple trick to help you take that dick. Just a quick snip. The poppers have said penis slide right in. The penis slides right in, you can take it with a grin. Just a quick sniff of poppers helps the penis slide right in the most delightful way.
Now, y'all, Big Fatty is gonna be just dress up like a little Lord Fauntleroy or something like that, and come out with a little bob haircut and a little, you know, kind of a takeoff on the Mary Poppins thing with the not the straw hat, but, you know, the kind of hoop-de-doo kind of hat kind of thing. And I'm going to have different size bottles of poppers in my pockets, and I'm going to do little hits of poppers during the thing. And then at the very end, Big Fatty has got this tub. Well, it's a big jug that we bought some pretzels in, and I'm going to spray paint it brown, and I'm going to get some dry ice, and I'm going to put the dry ice right before I go on. I'm going to put the dry ice inside this, and I'm going to leave it back behind the curtain. And then near the very end of the show, when I'm doing this and after I've collected all the generous tips, because I'm sure there'll be generous tips for this, I'm going to go backstage during the last part of the song, and I'm going to go back there and I'm going to get this big, and y'all, it's probably 2 feet tall, 18 inches tall, and I'm going to unscrew the cap of it and do it like it's a giant bottle of poppers and do the hit of poppers from this giant thing, and the smoke will be bellowing out of it because it's got that dry ice in it and all this kind of stuff. And so that's what Big Fatty is going to do during the Tiara Hara.
Just done. Wish that the puppets have the penis slide right in. The penis slide right in. You can take it with a grin. Just a quick snip. The puppets have the penis slide right in. In the most delightful.
Making it not frightful.
In the most delightful way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, y'all, Big Fatty did not get any responses to the pork cashier. I don't think anybody knows what the fuck a pork cashier is. I think that fucking English shot, y'all, I'm telling you. And y'all, I heard from Naught. He's over there in the Uck. And I haven't heard from Steve in the Uck. And I didn't hear from John and Ely. But, you know, y'all, I mean, if you had heard of a pork cashier, surely you would have said, "Oh, Big Fatty, we know what it is." But, y'all, I'm telling you, that English John made it up. And, y'all, I went over to his website, and I left a note over there. I said, "For the love of God, would you please do another podcast?" Now, y'all, someone who I haven't heard from in a while is that Tristan over there at the Jaded City. And, you know, I was referring to his new co-host. He and Maddie have a new Mexican guy that's going to be on there. And so Tristan writes me and says, Safak, S-A-F-A-K, Safak, I don't know, is that like Aflac? Aflac is Turkish, not Mexican. And I responded, I said, "Well, clearly everyone is Mexican if they do not live in the Eastern time zone." And then he wrote back and said, "If you really want to get under his skin," and y'all, I did not even ask if he was cut or uncut. So Tristan just went there immediately. Had to get under that foreskin. "If you really want to get under his skin, refer to him as an Arab. He really hates that." And I says, "That sounds like something that you do on a regular basis. And he says, I do, but I'm evil. You know? Juno. Hey, Marquardt, Juno. Maybe that'll be the title of today's show, Juno. Let me write that down before I forget it, because y'all, I will forget it. Juno. And that's not racist by any way. The only podcast that's really racist is that Foul Monkeys, and that Ricky is the one. And y'all, I got another naked picture from KC, who is in the Denver, and you know, and y'all, he has got some delicious stuff to be showing. And y'all, if I had his stuff, I would be showing it too. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from us here on this Friday, let's do this.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, today's Ask Big Fatty is from Julie, because y'all, she's She worries about Big Fatty, and we can't have that, okay? I'm sure she's been worried since Big Fatty has been on this 10-hour schedule. She says, "Dear Big Fatty, since I have only heard a few of the Little Fatty podcasts, I don't know some of the characters you talk about on Big Fatty, which, by the way, is the best podcast ever." Well, I couldn't agree more with you, Julie. Please answer some of my questions. And she's first question is, who is Miss Kitty and why is she called that? Does she look like Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke? Oh, Lord. You know, Julie, I don't know why Miss Kitty is called Miss Kitty, but Big Fatty just started calling him Miss Kitty one day, and he started calling Big Fatty Mitch, and I think that is short for sandwich, because, you know, Big Fatty loves to eat a sandwich, but I don't know where it came from, but it stuck. And no, he does not look like Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke unless he has on his saloon dress. And then it's a spitting image, y'all. A spitting image. The second question is, what about the baby jar? Well, what about the baby jar? Y'all, the baby jar's got a birthday coming up on the 4th of July. And y'all, he likes to remind me every year that America throws a birthday party for him every year. They shoot fireworks in his honor every year. So that's the stuff about the baby jar. Now, y'all, even though the music is over, Julie had a couple more questions that I would like to just address here. First of all, I met the baby jar, gosh, I don't know how many years ago. And anyway, we've just been friends. He used to be a jarhead. And, but he's not now. So, anyway, he's very important. Just ask him. And, the next question is, and the baby jar lives up there in that D.C. area. He's having a birthday party, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he is. What movie does the no-siree, no-ma'am, thing come from? And what Julie is referring to is this.
No-ma'am, no-siree, no.
Now, Julie, I'm not 100% sure about this because I got that sound clip from the patron saint of the BFO. That's Mr. Tim Cormall. You can hear his podcast, Tim Call an Ambulance. It's over there at the BFO. Just go over there and click Tim Call an Ambulance. And y'all, oh, Lord, we have got a call coming in from Miss Porter, and I'm just going to have to put that on hold and get back to Miss Porter. He's looking for a wig for me for the big show, y'all, the Tiara Hara. And anyway, I believe that sound clip is from The Sordid Lives. And if it's not from that, it's from The Strangers with Candy. But I'm pretty sure it's The Sordid Lives. Although I have not seen that movie, but I did see the stage presentation. Although I don't remember here, no, ma'am, no siree, during that stage presentation when Mr. Ron Parter said, oh-ho, and Tim called an ambulance. We're down here in town. She finishes up by saying, love, love, oh, dear Gussie. No, she didn't say, oh, dear Gussie. She says, love, love, love the big fatty. Julie, P.S., still worried sick about you and always will be. Well, Julie, it's lovely to have someone worried sick about me all the time. Now, y'all, oh, shit, now we've got a message from Miss Porter. All right, y'all, I hope you have a grand weekend and that you find some time this weekend to pick up the telephone and call your daddy and wish him a happy Father's Day. You know, he may be a pain in your ass, but without him, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't have had to make that little swim those many, many years ago. And Big Fatty, by the way, Big Fatty did get the card in the mail along with the gift card to the Olive Garden. And y'all, when Big Fatty goes to the Olive Garden, he is...
he's naughty, but very sweet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.